SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting there's been a deadly crash and an arrest in Texas.
Police say the 18-wheeler was stolen and was driven through the front of the Texas Department of Public Safety office that issues driver's licenses in Brenham, Texas. The driver has been identified as Clenard Parker.
Parker did come to the DPS Brenham office yesterday at approximately 3 or 4 p.m. where he was denied his commercial driver license.
Sergeant Justin Ruiz says Parker is in custody. Brenham Mayor Atwood Conjura says the driver wanted to crash into the building again but was detained.
Our fire chief mentioned that if he had veered a little bit to the left the second time, there would have been a collapse of that building, which would have resulted in a lot more injuries and possible death.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The Democratic National Committee helped pay President Biden's legal fees in the classified documents investigation. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Democratic donors covered more than $1 million in legal fees racked up by attorneys representing Joe Biden during the special counsel's probe into his handling of classified documents. The payments were disclosed in regular campaign finance reports to the Federal Election Commission. News of the payments comes after the Biden campaign has repeatedly criticized Donald Trump over the extensive use of donor funds to cover his legal bills stemming from four criminal indictments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The judge in Donald Trump's hush money criminal case has turned down the former president's request to postpone his trial because of publicity about the case. It's the latest in a string of delay denials that Trump has gotten from various courts this week as he fights to stave off the trial's start Monday with jury selection. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 475 points, the Nasdaq dropping 267. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical says Christians need to vote.
Robert Jeffress pastors the Giant First Baptist Church of Dallas, and he tells the Christian Post that believers must get to the ballot box in November for what promises to be a critical election. Jeffress, who was a spiritual advisor to former President Trump, isn't telling anybody who to vote for. He says, quote, "There are no perfect candidates, but we vote by policies. And if we take a biblical view of the world, I think we'll know how to vote." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump says people of faith should not vote for President Biden in November. Mr. Trump points to Biden's reaction to the Hamas attack on Israel and the administration's promotion of the LGBT agenda. The former president says Biden has totally abandoned Israel. Mr. Trump is urging Christians to turn out in large numbers on Election Day and return him to the White House. He points to numerous instances in which President Biden has been insensitive to Christian concerns. SRN News. This has been the worst week on Wall Street since October.
Stocks fell sharply on Wall Street Friday after an uneven start to earnings reporting season. The S&P 500 sank 1.5%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.2%, and the Nasdaq Composite slumped 1.6%. Worries about tensions in the Middle East rattled financial markets. Treasury yields fell as investors looked for safer places for their money. J.P. Morgan Chase was among the stock market's heaviest weights after giving a forecast for a key source of income that was below analysts' estimates. The pressure is always on companies to produce fatter profits, but it's particularly acute now given expectations that interest rates may stay high for a while. Damian Troisi, New York.
Oil and gas companies will have to pay more to drill on federal lands and satisfy stronger requirements to clean up old or abandoned wells under a final rule from the Biden administration. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.